Good morning, everybody. Say. So this week, we have an unusual occurrence. We have a Sar Batavis that falls on Friday. In previous years, we discussed in length, gave I think two shurim, at least, on a Sar Batavis that falls on Shabbos. Never happens in our calendar, but there is that sheet that tells us that if we draw on the precise quotes, that if a Sar Batavis will fall on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. Came to speak, why is that so chummer? Anybody who wants to find it, go on to Torah anytime and see the previous year's shiurim regarding Sar Batavis that falls on Shabbos. But today, this year, I want to speak about a practical halacha l'maaseh, which is Sar Batavis that falls on a Friday, and what the halachas apply to that. Specifically, what we're going to main focus of the shiur today will be on, can I finish the fast early? By doing early Shabbos, I'll finish the Shabbos early, and then I'll finish it fast early. So let's see. Really, this starts with the Gemara in Eruvin, number one on the page. The Gemara in Eruvin, anybody learned Daf Yomi, learned pretty recently. The Gemara tells us, Omar Rabba, this Gemara we're starting is Daf Mem with base on the bottom. Omar Rabba, Kavinu Be'er Avunu Yibai Elon, the house of Avunu, we asked, Bar Be'erav, the Yosef Tanis of Ma'ali Shabto, a Bar Be'erav that's sitting at Tainis in Erev Shabbos. Right away, you see we're not talking about a regular Tainis. Of course, speaks about Bar Be'erav. Someone who's mekabel himself his own tainis. Does he have to be mashlim tainis? Which means, does he have to conclude and finish a tainis, go till the end of the day, or he could do a tainis only the shars, which means finish the tainis in the middle of the day. He didn't have an answer. Also, didn't have an answer. Let's go see ourselves. Tanya, it says in the Baiso, Tisha B'av Shechal B'Shabes, V'chein Av Shabes Shechal B'Shabes. The first part of the Gemara is really, now we're talking about right now, Tisha B'av falls on Shabes, or Yev Shem B'Shabes falls on Shabes. So then you Oichel B'Shoyes Echol Tzolko, you eat and drink as much as you need. U'ma'ala Shulchon Av Lukasu D'Shalem B'Shaito, you eat as much as you want. Chal Yotim Tisha B'av Shabes, and it fell on a Friday. Then what? So before Shabes comes in, Mevim L'Kebetzo, V'Oichel, have to begin with something to eat. Why? Kedesh L'Ikanetz L'Shabes K'shu Mune. Don't go into Shabbos when you're mune. Here comes a big yisoy in Hilchos Shabbos that if you go into Shabbos and you're fasting, you're suffering. Hi, I'm going to eat in half an hour. Depends how quickly your minyan is, but you're going to eat pretty quickly. But the first few minutes of Shabbos, you're suffering. It's a rash in a few places. Right now, the first few minutes of Shabbos, I'm suffering. You're not allowed to suffer in Shabbos even 1 minute. So when a person is fasting, has a Tisha B'Av, they have Shabbos, the Gemara brings an opinion. Break the fast before Shabbos comes in. So don't come into Shabbos when you're mooning. So a few minutes before Mincha, or before Kabbalah Shabbos, you go and make a meal. Tanya, my Vida, Pamachas, and Yoshua, and Rekibo, really brings a story. It was in front of Rekibo, Tisha, which Shabbos be of Shabbos, it was Tisha, but it fell on a Friday. Fivulu, Beitza, Migul, Gelas, and Goma, he drank an egg, but he met with that salt. Not a big meal, just something to taste something. Felicia, Yotel, he wasn't really hungry. El Arizal Talmidim Alochi came to show halacha that you should not come to Shabbos when you're fasting. The Gemara concludes, "V'ab Yosi Oimer Misanu Mashlim." You should do a tainis, and you should conclude the tainis. You should fill it up. You should do the whole thing. The Gemara, in the end, that's the last few lines of that paragraph. Shlishi and Eruvin. That's the number two in the page. The Gemara tells us, "Dorish Marzutish with the Ravuno Halacha is Misanim Umashlimim." You conclude the fast completely on Erev Shabbos. That's what you do. Even you should finish the fast. So that is the Gemara over there. So the Gemara tells us, you have a fast on Erev Shabbos. Can you come into Shabbos Kishimune? You can't come into Shabbos Kishimune. This is the Gemara. And one Gemara says, listen, I have a fast. Right now I have to finish the fast. The lumdis, the Chayim explain, is that one hand, the pshat is, you have to make sure not to be hungry in Shabbos. That's the reason why not to fast the Shabbos. Right, to come with tea before. The other one is, you have a tainis right now. The fact that Shabbos, I have to finish, Friday is not Shabbos yet. I can't break my fast on Friday. Once Shabbos comes in, you eat as soon as you can. That's the Gemara over there. The Agoyis Ma'amin here, so number three, says the following. He brings the Gemara, that's in Zayin. He brings the Gemara in Eruvin, brings the whole Zach, and then he says, He says the idea, you know, let's read it inside. Preg b'kol ma'am and b'rav, they ask the tanis b'mal shabto, ma'ol ha'shlumi, ilchus l'misan ha'mashlim, means the halacha. Fafilu tanis yochid, even it's an individual tanis, someone who's accepted himself a tanis. V'chein mashra ha'losho, and the kol ma'am b'rav, he speaks about it, that it brings the losho that we were dyak. Mashra, even a person who was kabbal on himself. And then he says, v'chein mashra yushal me tanis, If you want to, you be misalu mashem. You have no issur to be misalu mashem. Toiz dechen aram. Veloy kasher kosu aviyover keach. Now like aviyover keach said, shetzorich laashlim pirush, he has to be mashem. So Gerz Bavinius brings here a discussion, Rishonim. Is it optional? If I want to fast, I can fast. If I don't want to fast, I can break the fast before Shabbos comes in. Or it's an obligation. So Gerz Bavinius wants to say, it's optional. And then he adds, Pirush Bashlom, I should be sani achish kabbal Shabbos, v'tfil Shabbos, mi plag aminuch l'lamal. Filo odem godom, mi kashafir Bashlom. So he brings over here another point. That's the point number one is, you have to do an act. Point number two is, what happens if you did an early Shabbos? You're mikabel Shabbos early. You could do Shabbos things plag aminucha. Right? It could be 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 something in the afternoon. So he says, that's fine. That's considered to be, you did the whole thing. Chem b'tzati b'sharach shekosav ri, kol shekosavti, al tain, and then he moves tain schalim. Okay. That's what he says. And he brings the last, if you look at the last line, Kol Shai Tanis, if you like, Ritzel Hashem, Moichel Al, Talachet Vila Shabbos, Al Fiyah Shabbos, Shlomo, you can eat right after Shabbos came in. Fiyah Shein, Moichel Al Hashem, Al Gili Torah, Tashim, and Michal, some want to eat before the fast. So two things over. First of all, Ian, can I break the fast before Shabbos comes in? Second is, once I was a Kabbal Shabbos, and I did an early Shabbos, can I break the fast, can I eat? The Gerz Bavinius says, clearly you can eat right away when Shabbos comes in. That's the Gerz Bavinius. Let's see the Rosh number four. The Rosh of Maseches Tainis, and the Perek Sheni says, so he brings also, person can elect to be Mashlem as Tainis to go into Shabbos when he's hungry. A regular Tainis, you have to do Tainis until Tzeis HaKachovim. That's what he says. So the Rush says that on a regular Tainis, if he didn't come in and specify otherwise, you have to do Tainis till the end of the day. It says the Korban Nisana on this Rush right away, number 5. He says, call the Tainis Yochi, Tainis Tzibur, we're talking about Tainis Tzibur, like a Sarbat Avis. Look, me add it tonight, you can't do conditions. The Labit Day telling him this doesn't depend on you. He brings the Mugravon, we'll see him in one moment. When you have any tithes that happens on Shabbos, which, by the way, doesn't happen on any other tithes except on Shabbat Davis, no other tithes falls on a Friday. That's what Korban Nisana says. So Korban Nisana explains in the Rosh that you must finish the fast at the first point of Gerz Bavinius, you have to get till the end. But the Rosh added one more thing. Rosh said also you have to go till Tzeis HaKachovim. You cannot break the fast right after Shabbos came in. So that's the Rosh. So we see now the opposite opinion of the Gerz Bavinius. If you look at the Mordechai, we're going through the Rishonim that the Bais Yosef quotes on the Sugya. The Mordechai tells us number 6. First of all, he starts like the Gerz Bavinius. He says, "Ichas b'sadim mashlim kosar benu meir that shlomus tainis be'er Shabbos sogiad la'achat v'as arvish shiplagam minuch ve'elach." Once you accept the Shabbos, even if you did an early Shabbos, you don't have to fast anymore. That's what the Mordechai holds, like what the Gerz Bavinius quoted. Now he says, I'm skipping to the third line. He says, Pamach, as a story. Eira Asar Betevis Yom Vav. Asar Betevis fell on a Friday, like we have this year. Kosharotzar Ri Leich Bezeknesses, he wanted to go to Shul, Tom Atavshil. He ate before going to Shul. Kedeshiloi Kenes the Shabbos Keshumone. He says, I don't want to go into Shabbos when I'm fasting. So he ate something. Vetema Koma Elchim Bissanu Mashim, but we learned over here they have to do tiny till the end. Even though we said we could do it, if he wants to. Better not to finish the fast. That's what he says. If you're going too early, so the 2 points are here, the Mordechai goes to the Kula. First of all, you should be able to break the fast before Shabbos comes in. So don't go into Shabbos when you're hungry. And if you did Shabbos early, then you for sure you can eat afterwards. That's what the Mordechai tells us. But look at the Ran, number 7. Also, in Tanya's Pidan and Perek Sheni. He says, that's what you pass, you have to finish it up. So you play b'chol ma'avim askin t'tisha b'av shechad b'av Shabbos anu mashlim fabi shu nichaz Shabbos shu muhune v'leidan lo yimik l'tisha b'av Shabbos v'min av kemina l'tayis asor b'tavis. That he brings over here the Ran that you have to finish the tainis. You have to. It's not elective. It's not that you can choose to do it earlier. So that is how the Ran learns, similar to what we saw in the Rosh, different than the Mordechai, different than the Gur's Mamir's. If you look at the Magid Mishnah on the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah number 8 says, Kaliyo is kind of say aloha be'ruvin. Hikos b'sar ma'ashe, kosa ra'ayvet shalo yoimu ma'ashe, she'ein no'icha kodesh yiyas hachama. Don't eat before Shabbos comes in. The minute came Shkia, and he was accepting Shabbos early. I mean, not even early. He's coming Shabbos because he has to come Shabbos. The minute Shkia comes, you can't do it. So we see over here multiple Rishonim, different Shitas, regarding two different things. First of all, can you break the fast before Shabbos comes in? Number one. Number two is that you have to, number two is, once you accept the Shabbos, can I break the fast right away? And we see different sheets than the Mishnah. Some Mishnah say like this, some Mishnah say like that. Right? Different things. Look at the Torah. We're getting now Aloch Lamaisa. So the Torah says like this, and number 9 on the page, the right side. So Liana Lot be a buy and a seek, we got our Aloch is, Vilchaso, Misane, Umashlim, Pirush, Im Yirtse. If he wants, he can do Taisha Mashlim. It's not like you're doing tainis on Shabbos. You have to be mashma until tzeis kachavim is quoting the Rosh. That's what he says. He has to do till tzeis kachavim. So he says, first of all, we have to do hashlama. So in a regular tais, meaning quoting the Rosh, really almost word by word by the Rosh, that you have to do tainis until mashlim and even until tzeis kachavim.
Wouldn't it be that it's not considered a tainis on Shabbos? Because to be considered a tainis on Shabbos, I have to have in mind that I'm going to fast the whole Shabbos.
But even he says even, no, so, but you're coming meune, right?
So it's not. It's just
that's
it. It's not
exactly. It's like any other fast on Friday, right? Right.
It's just moon.
Right, 100%.
And that doesn't matter, persons, you know. Kochos or anything like that, or it's 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock at this time of year here. It's a shorter fast as opposed to, you know, a tishrei.
Right, the chorus, we don't find here anyone is differentiating. Right.
Can't go by each individual.
The Da'akimoy Shuvir number 10 tells us he brings the Ran that we just saw before. Took last of a sort of tavis, shechal be'av shai, speak a sort of tavis. V'chiru told us on the chavo reyuchem. Maril cause the tayin see v'shlimu ad alaylo. You have to go till the night. Tayzok be'ashem el miad b'tzis b'sbekesa. See, he holds the tayin see. We have to go till the night. Now, there's one thing to point out over here before we go into the Shulchan Aruch, is going back to that shiur that we mentioned, we spoke about what happens at Sotah the Chal B'Shabbos. We don't have it. Never happened at Sotah falls on Shabbos. But there is a shita that says that Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos, you fast on Shabbos. B'Shay Yisef says Tamuah. He says disagrees with that. But that says brought down the some of the Rishonim say that Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos, Sobatavis, the falls of Shabbos, will fast the Shabbos. Only on Sobatavis. Tisha B'Av, the falls of Shabbos, we have it, we just had it a few times. We move it to Sunday. Right. But a Sobatavis, the falls of Shabbos, you fast the Shabbos. Why is that so? Different explanations. One, the standing Chassari speaks about it, others speak about it. The idea that Sobatavis is not an actual Tzora, it's only a potential for a Tzora. What's a Sobatavis? That came and surrounded Yerushalayim. It was the beginning of the potential. Who knows how bad it's going to happen? Tisha B'Av means in the end, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. It's terrible. It's a tragedy. Baruch Hashem, we still are here. Sar Batavis is the opening of a slippery slope. We don't know where it's going to go to. So therefore, Sar Batavis is more chamor than, the potential is more chamor than, and it could be falling Shabbos. So if you add that to the mix, what are you saying? I don't want to go into Shabbos, Kishum, Moon, and a regular tightness. But Sar Batavis, if it would fall on Shabbos, you'd fast on Shabbos. So the Chori, right now, when you're coming to Shabbos, maybe you're saying, oh, but I'm coming to Shabbos Kishimune. But if it's a Sobat Tavis type of Shabbos, of Tzoyim, which anyway you would fast at Shabbos, the Chori, it should be a little bit better. Right? That should make it a little better, because anyway you would fast at Shabbos. There's something to think about just to add to the mix over here. Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur is not an Avelus.
Right, not
Avelus. So therefore, it's a fair issue, that's a Tavis, because it's a Kosev, it's a fast at Shabbos. So the Reis. So, what's the halacha? The Shulchan Aruch tells us the following. in kibbe shonav simen rishmin tes on Hilchos Shabbos, beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. So there, the same simen speaks about making meals of Shabbos. Can you come make a big meal before Shabbos? Not to make too much of a big meal. Then he speaks about the opposite. What happens if you're too hungry? So says the Shulchan Aruch, in kibbal of itanus by Shabbos, so itanus ad seis kachovim. Regular time, even a tainus yochid, a person was accepted as his own tainus, he should fast until seis kachovim. Im loy shepiu shas kavos tainus at sheshlim mitzvot tefilos. Unless he said clearly, I'm going to do it until the end of when they do early Shabbos.
Like in the summer, or if he makes an early Shabbos.
So, or even by us, if you make a loya.
Right.
Says the Rambam.
You have to say that when you accept the
tainus. Tainus yochid. When you're doing your own tainus. The Chayim speak about the Taz speaks about the long Taz of the Mishabura. What happens when a person has a yortzeit? A yortzeit is another, because the question is the minig is by yortzeit. The original minig is to fast on a yortzeit. Today we do a kiddush. We have a kavod, but they fast. So Shaila is what happens when you're doing a yortzeit? Is a yortzeit considered to be something you're mekabel? Can you change it? That's the discussion. Okay, says the Ramov. Yeshoyim de lo yashlim elo. You go back to shul, you're done. The chemetayis yochid says the Ramal, as we said, that kamoy shelo yashin. The tole fash kemishas kavus atayis. When you're doing your own personal tainis, don't do it, etc. Ube tainis tzibur yashlim v'ochinok. Says the Ramal, tainis tzibur, you should be mashem. As everyone points out, and simet taf kavnun, we'll get to it in a moment. The only time you have tainis tzibur on a Friday is on a sabbatayis, unless there's a tzara. Sometimes you have a tainus because of a tzor of a tzibur, as the Gemara in Tainus speaks about. So then the goy is a special thing. But in general, you don't have a tainus tzibur on a Friday. So you have a tainus tzibur on a Friday. And a Friday, this tainus tzibur is something that which says the Ramah, he passes tainus yachid. You could break it right after Ma'ariv. Tainus tzibur not. To do hashlama, that clearly you have to do hashlama. You can't eat before Ma'ariv. Comes out from the Shulchan Aruch already. But after Ma'ariv, the Shaila is, can you do it next? Says the Ramah, you pass it to Tayyis Tzibur, you do have to go until Tzeis HaKachovim. Like the Rosh, like the Mashuos of the Ran, like the Tor. Now, the Bi'ur Halacha brings over here, that really it's a big discussion that we're shining. And it's a very long Bi'ur Halacha. I just brought you one piece, the end of the Bi'ur Halacha. But the Bi'ur Halacha goes on, the different sheet is in the Rishayim. If it's, you have to be mashlim, if you have to fast after you accept the Shabbos or not. And then the Biloch says like this. Uviyayish ga ma'iril guva b'tshuva, kos of zel shayi, quotes of ma'iril, ta'yis yogad el Shabbos, minag dili adachat filas arvis kidivei ma'aram. My minag is to do it in ta'yis yogad, when I do my own personal ta'yis, so then I go till ma'iril, and then I go back home, I eat, and I'm fine. Of a ta'yis sibur, says, listen to the losh of the ma'iril. Le'atzmi ani machmir la'ashtim. I'm machmir to myself. Ki kama revos to g'doy la'ashkaz machmir. Like there's some g'doy in the machmir. U'le'alman yoyme. What about what I tell everybody else? What do I pass into the tzibur? The ovid kemai ovid v'akol she shamayim ad kal l'shayne. You don't, there's a lot of minimum shayne in the hold that you can break the fast right after Ma'ariv. So says the Ma'ariv, what do I pass into the tzibur? If you're fasting a serbatavis and you do an early Ma'ariv, can I go eat at home? He says, I tell the tzibur that you can go eat at home. Mashkaz of a simulam gimel shloitir and shloitir beferush aloich meganken. That's what he brings. Says the biolocho umiloshon aramah beagol loy mashmaken. The ramah and agol zah mashma like that. Fulai mishum de no go ilk das maril shenigla atzmoi. Chay das okay veavio vekitzer. What does the mogen of the biolocho? Biolocho says, the maril itself, that's fine. You can tell people to break the fast right after. So the Ramah doesn't say that. Maybe because the minig oilum is to go with the Ma'aril. That's how the Bi'ur Halacha says. And that's how also the Mishnah Berurah in number 13 really summarizes what the Ramah is telling us. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Machriya Ramah, Tebetayni tzi yochid, Dainu shi yochid goes out so tainis. When the tainis have a yochid, so then lisuach leshoim indolo yashli in them esmichus, that you don't have to be mashlim, meaning you, right after Ma'ariv. And they're not mashlim before the fast. But right after Ma'ariv, you can eat it. On the kolokol lechatchila tovitay sheifarish kemeshas kolos tainis ubidiyevet ainz leikuvo utainit tzibur chamirim is evet zochshlim kadin futnai lo meani dlabi dietalim lasa. So when you come to the tzibur, you have to go till tzeis kachal, right? So again, we have over here a discussion bichlal. Do you have to even get to the end of the fast? Like based on the Gemara in Yerubidaf Memalef, Does the Gemara in Eruvin say it's optional or it's obligatory? Do you need to fast until evening? So that's number one. And here we saw Rishonim that say you don't maybe have to fast till the end. Maybe it's, but with Maisa we paskin that you have to fast until you get to Shabbos. But what happens when you accept Shabbos early? Can you eat right after? So here comes the Gemara and says you cannot eat right after. Now, it's interesting enough. There is, and this is not the discussion today. I think, I don't remember if we went into it when we went to the discussions of Kabbalah Shabbos. There's a big machloikas, the Taz and the Mugen Avraham, in several places. The simple understanding to understand the machloikas, we learned it in Hilchos Pesach once. The simple understanding to understand the machloikas is when you accept a Shabbos or a Yom Tov early, does it change the day? Which does Kedusha. The Taz learns, when I'm accepting a Shabbos early, it doesn't change the date. It just means I'm a Kabbal myself, the Suri Shabbos, like a Neder. But the Gavram learns that when I accept Shabbos early, Shabbos started earlier. Hilchos Pesach, as if you have Kamina, one of the Kaminas is, can you eat Matzah early? Because you can eat Matzah only when you come into Tisvah. Kamina also got be Shabbos. When you come over here, the Ramon tells us, you did an early Shabbos, you still can't eat the Tzitzis Karavim. The Chura simple mashmos over here is like the Taz. Because that means that you, when you become a Shabbos early, you become only Suri Shabbos. Why did the day change? The day change, why can't I eat afterwards? And not only that, the Lush of the Ramah, go back to the Ramah says, V'yesh oyim de lo yashlim, ele miyat yoytzi v'sekes is yoychal. What do you lo yashlim? He says that even when you did an early Shabbos, means you're not completing the fast. That's what it means. You're not completing the fast. Why are you not completing the fast? You complete the fast till the end of the day. That's something to think about. Maybe just to point that out is that, and we spoke about it then, and we spoke about Hilchos Pesach, is that really there's two, even if you hold like the Mugen Avraham, that the day changed. The day changed. Meaning if I'm Kabbalah Shabbos early at 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the afternoon, so it's already, for me, Shabbos, not Friday anymore. But it doesn't make it night. It's not dark. The sun is still out. It's not the creation. It's a creation, exactly. It's not night yet. It's not Tzitzis Kachol. So the understanding over here in a Tainis is, that the definition of a Tainis is, that you have to fast during the day, while the sun is still up. It's not a din only on the date. The fast of Sobateris. It's true, you have to fast of Sobateris. But even if somehow I switched the date, the calendar date, it didn't change the fact that it's still day. And when I have a fast, fast the only part of the day doesn't mean a full time. So that could be part of just the answer to this Mugen Avraham. Really, the day changed. But I still have to fast because it's still didn't a day, still in a yoim. You have to fast that day. Yoim Ta'anisa. That's what's also in the Nenu. We say the during Ta'anisa. So Lamaisa comes out. The way the Mishnah Berurah learned in the Ramah is that you have to do the Tainis until Tzeisa Kachavim. No way out, you have to do the Tzeisa Kachavim, Tzeisa Tzibur. Even though the Mishnah Berurah, the Biroloch is quoting a Ma'avil, it tells you that after Ma'avil you can do it. L'chorwa, if a person is really not feeling well, so you mean this time, a person is sick, you can, especially a Sabbat Tavis, there is, not a special Sabbat Tavis, but there is what to be make a person sick is not feeling well. If someone wants to do early Shabbos, wants to be Mashmah Tainis, you see there is who to be Soymechon. Because according to Ma'ariv, really, everybody can break the fast after Ma'ariv. We don't pass like the Gemara says, our minig is not like that. But Lamai says, if someone really needs it, and that's the only thing that he wants to, if not, he has to break the fast anyway, you do Ma'ariv early, so then you're Yotze even, according to this sheet that holds, that that's considered to be that you finish the Tainis.
We also have the whole idea of part of the day, going into the next day, because on Friday we don't say Tachanun.
Right.
Not by Mincha, right?
Right.
Why?
That's because they have Shabbos. That's they have Shabbos.
Right. Why?
Yeah. There is the Kedusha starts a little bit early, for sure.
Exactly. So right. Here also you can say it starts early.
Yeah, but it's for sure everybody agrees. I mean, Aloch Lamai said that you have to fast until Shabbos. That's not a question. But if we get to your point, is regarding how do we act in the Mincha before Shabbos.
Right.
And that's what we're going to get to right now. So basically, what we learned until now, we learned all the shittas in the Rishonim, regarding Hashlamas Tainis, comes out that we paskin, Aloch Lamaisa, Tainis Tzibur, you mash with Tainis the whole day. Not only that, you did early Shabbos, you have to finish the Tainis until Tzitzis Kechavim. Whatever you consider to be Tzitzis Kechavim. So if we're doing our Shabbos, a regular Shabbos, you do and you come home and it's not yet, you did a quick couple of Shabbos Semayev, and it wasn't yet Tezka Chavim, you're not allowed to eat until you get to Tezka Chavim. To be careful on Simon Davis. The last point that we're going to get to right now is regarding how do you act to the Mincha before. If you look over here in the Shulchan Aruch number 14, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tavkof Nun. So till now, we learned this first part of this year was Simon Reish Mentes referring to how do you act on a Friday. It's a Hilchos Shabbos thing. How do you come into Shabbos when you're fasting? The Simon Tavkof Nun is Hilchos Taniyos. Says the Shulchan Aruch over there, Kol Arbat Samas Alolu and Kol Yos B'Shabbos Nitchem Lachar Shabbos. If it fell on Shabbos, you move it to after Shabbos. Not like the sheet of the Rudom that says that if a certain tables will fall on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. By the way, like I said, we never happens to us anyway. Says the Amovim, Cholu Be'ev Shabbos, it falls on a Friday. What happens if it falls on a Friday? Right away, the Mogen Avraham jumps up and says, what do you mean Cholu Be'ev Shabbos? The only fast that can fall on Shabbos is a certain tables. Says, Cholu Be'ev Shabbos, any one of them. There's only one of them. Says the Mogen Avraham. Okay. So he says, then koyim b'shachis u'mincha v'yachel. You read the Kriyas HaTorah also in mincha v'yachel Shabbos. That's what the Amor says. Then he speaks about a chuppah, and then he ends. He says, "V'ayim l'simin r'teti mashlim atanis." He sends us to where we were till now. Do you finish atanis or not? But you have to do shachis u'mincha. You read v'yachel. That's what says the Shulchan Aruch, the Amor. The Mogen Avraham brings that you don't do. We don't have that minhag to do slichas or to do any types of tachnunim especially of tainis on mincha, but we don't say tachnun either. So all the tachnunim and tachnun, we don't say. The quote of the Mogen Avraham, he says, if you look at number 15, just the beginning, he's quoting the Mogen Avraham, any knowing viduim b'mincha, we don't say anything that even a regular mincha, so people, many have a minhag to do a vidui, to do tachnun, all that you don't say. So comes a mincha of Shabbos, you don't say. Discussion regarding Avinu Malkeinu. Actually, you don't do Avinu Malkeinu either on Mincha. So this whole part of the end of davening has to do with Tachlun, has to do with all that. That we do not do on Mincha Ve'ev Shabbos, which is a Sarbat Tavis. Says the Yad Ephraim, number 15 is Yad Ephraim, the one who wrote the Pisket Tshuva. He says, Shari Tshuva. He says, Lo Shavu Dwam Mimchal Sarbat Tavis B'yom Shishi. So that's all on Friday. Shach is like a regular fast. V'chem mincha also regular fast. After we do v'yosapayim, v'shuei v'shabbos, you don't do v'yosapayim. V'yosapayim. Malchum mizeh, do'im esher tzibur aneinu ben goy l'rife. So it says the NFL, you do aneinu, and that's your paschal lochal ma'aseh, that we do aneinu on minchas, even though really you're acting a little bit in a mincha v'yosapayim, like v'yosapayim. So you don't do tachnun, you don't do avinu l'keni, you don't do all these things. But we do the kriyas haTorah v'yachel. You also say a neinu on Chazal Hashatz. That says the Yad Ephraim, and that's the way Paskin. So we are acting in the Mincha of Shabbat, Mincha of the fast, like a regular Mincha almost, except the last part of davening after Shmoneh Esrei.
You don't mention the Haftarah.
Oh, you're not landing.
You're landing. Landing. Yeah. Pashas, you are?
The Haftarah is automatic.
You see that, right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
The Vayachal goes together with after. Yeah. After in the Dushu Vimotze. Yeah. Not Dushu, yeah. Yeah, Dushu Vimotze. So Chui goes together. So comes what?
Big Shabbos,
you do Mincha, why not? There's no Yisro. Oh, there's one thing. I forgot to put on the page. You're just reminding me something. This is the one I forgot to put in here. There's another Aloch in Taiz Tzibur. The Aloch in Taiz Tzibur is, can you shower in Taiz Tzibur? I remember I just found out about this just a few years ago. We grew up at Tiny Tzibur. No, there's no problem. All these issurim that we have of washing, wearing shoes, and Tiny Tzibur doesn't apply, right? Not exact. It says that we pass on Loch Lamaise that one should not take a hot shower on a Tiny Tzibur. The minhag is not to take a hot shower. It's not an issur d'oraisa. It's maybe not even issur d'rabbanan. But that's the minhag. A person is stuck in Amish. He's suffering. Either obviously it's not like Tisha B'Av, but the halacha is do not take a hot shower in a regular tiny tzibur. A sar b'teis the falls of Shabbos mifayish you could take a shower for chvur Shabbos kodesh, no issue at all. Mikvah obviously, probably right, but you can take a shower in that case. Before we say even when we're talking about erev Tisha B'Av, but you could take a hot shower. There's no issue. Havad the big day Shabbos, no issue. To wear big day Shabbos in a regular fast also there's no issue. So kodesh you could do that. The idea is that you're doing the mincha, the halacha mincha is you're doing you basically do a regular mincha except the ending. After Shmoneh Esrei, that whole part of Tachnun v'Malkeinu, if you're doing that, you don't do, except that you do the same. So basically, what comes out for us is for us, the tiniest that falls on Friday, to all the discussions, is basically a regular times. You have to go till Tzitzik Rechavim. Everything is the same. The only two things is, you don't say the end of Mincha, and you can take a hot shower with no issue, no hesitations. That's really the whole thing. Be'ez Hashem, we should have the opinion advice by Friday, and then we're not going to have to fast. This will be only a theoretical discussion. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Okay. Call to in Israel.